Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Good evening, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, honey.
We're about to launch into a tremendous change. I'm excited.
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
All right. Well, tonight we're going to be healing a belief held by the subconscious, and the team's going to take us on a wonderful journey. Hopefully it's something that you've processed and that you really, really believe you're ready to change. If you haven't done that and you're just now deciding what belief you want to do, highly recommend that after the show or perhaps tomorrow that you spend some time, probably after the show really, you know, why do I hold this belief? Where did it come from? Have I forgiven all those involved? Do I take responsibility for the creation of my reality? That kind of stuff. Very, very, very important. So it is going to be an exciting night. I am I'm excited for this. And both Veronica and I have been having some phenomena happening in preparation for this, so we know it's going to be big. And tonight's show dedication, if we could just take a moment, everybody, to send just a real beam of love out of our hearts to a wave of peace and love over the planet to all of humanity as they deal with the fear that is gripping them regarding the future, their future and safety. And this energy is very strong right now, and because the energies are so bizarre going on anyway, we're all kind of feeling this fear and lack of safety that everybody is experiencing on the planet. So if we can just take a minute here. All right, thank you. The energies this week, God, have been very exciting, haven't they, Veronica?
Oh, yes. I get kind of up and down all the time.
The yo-yo. We have been experiencing the yo-yo syndrome. And for those that, I don't know that we got enough pre-press on the eclipse that we had on Sunday, but I can tell you that I got slammed against the wall personally, and to the point where I couldn't breathe, and I had something hit me out of the, well, according to my son, it wasn't out of the blue, but, you know, for me it was out of the blue, but it brought up all kinds of stuff, and I didn't even realize that it was coming on the day of the eclipse. This is how out of it I was, until I was reading this piece we're going to share tonight. And I'm going, well, duh, you know. And it was a wonderful opportunity for me to have reflected back to me some beliefs that I was, or a belief, certainly a strong belief I was holding that I wasn't safe. And I had no idea where that came from, except that, you know, with my own history, I kind of put my head down years back when I ended up on the street and never really looked up again, and I pretty much have never stopped. So my dear boyfriend, friend, whatever, was going through this with me as I was dealing with this family crisis and said, you're fine. You know, you've got to let go of this old belief that you're not safe, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm still carrying that. And it was just an amazement to me, you know, the fact that I was sitting there with an inhalator trying to breathe. And
taking like a leaf.
Oh, it was just, it was so funny, which is living proof. It doesn't matter how much we know. When we hit our stuff, we hit our stuff. And I would call it something else, but we're on the air.
We're talking about an eclipse. It does eclipse everything you think you know at the time.
Oh, my Lord. And, so I have to share with you, I hate to read on the air, but this came in today, and it's so, you know, I love this girl. She does something of the heart. I never know what the heck it's called. Think with your heart. And, but this is her interpretation of what went down, and it absolutely cracked me up because I realized it's been so right on. Veronica, I know energetically you're so sensitive that you were all over the map today too, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I really was. It was quite interesting. And other people around us are as well. And I'm also seeing things. Of course, I always do as an intuitive, but I'm seeing a lot of stuff that I haven't seen for a while.
Yes, it's kind of exciting, isn't it? It's also seeing things you're not sure you want to see.
Well, I haven't got the interpretations yet, but, I mean, it's everything's wobbling. Reality's got some big waves in it.
Yes, it does. That's a wonderful way of putting it. And I'm just going to... Let's see, the yo-yo syndrome. I cut and pasted this on here, so I'm missing some pieces, but it'll be fine. Anyway, she was talking about the full moon lunar eclipse in Capricorn, which was Sunday. And as she said, I have one word for you. Oh, my God. What did she put here? Oh, my God.
I love it.
That lunar eclipse was freaking intense. Because she runs it all together. The one we experienced on the 6-7 was an event that activated some new genetic masculine codes for the balanced physical creation of our higher dimensional intentions, and one we're still reeling from. Ouch. She went on about Sunday and how it she actually passed out in her food. Which made me laugh. Of course, a follow-up to the solstice celebration. But she sees it as a resetting and clearing the old paradigm, use and abuse of masculine energy. We're spinning off lots of distorted man-made debris in lower three chakras, which is slowly allowing us to fully ground into our bodies. Now, can I just tell you, that just excited me to no end. I've seen it in people, but it really makes so much sense, especially for all of us. The second chakra is such a continual challenge, and it will be as long as I think we're on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
She also calls it a quintessential merging of astrological archetypal opposites. And I thought that was, it's this blending of the divine masculine and feminine. Let's see. It's an exceptional opportunity to connect with the cosmos in a rare and sacred way to allow higher frequencies of divine love to bathe the distorted masculine expressions of energy, sexual creative, power dominance, security greed. And I thought, you know, these are the energies that are responsible for the physical creation of our material lives. So if you felt them uncomfortably spaced out, ungrounded, dizzy, aggressive, irritable, nauseous, headaches, anxious, weak, fatigued, bloated, and I would say, you know, for all of you listening, I don't know about all of you, but I know I can just about say yes to all of those. So she goes on to say that the Capricorn, the masculine, Cancer, the feminine, full moon lunar eclipse represented the sacred marriage and union of the archetypal divine father and divine mother, the symbolic representation of the merging of heaven and earth, spirit and matter, and the balanced energies of co-creation. I loved this. She goes on to say, okay, if you need validation to confirm the intensity of this weekend, then she makes references to these crop circles. And thank you. Veronica sent them over to me. Bless you, bless you. So those were included with the mailings, people. So they are, you have them on the show announcement. If you scan down, they're kind of towards the bottom.
And they really
are.
Need to click into the pictures. They are really outrageous.
They're absolutely phenomenal. I've never seen anything like them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using ET languages, which rarely do you ever see in a crop circle. These are very, very intricate.
Mm-hmm. Like they're upping the ante here, and they're doing it fast.
Yes, they are definitely upping the ante, and I yes.
Well, that's kind of exciting, but it's interesting that it's meeting this, you know, confluence of energy influences. It's pretty good.
Well, we've got some, you know, some more stuff coming here, and, you know, on the 21st, 22nd, we have another big one, and this will be a solar eclipse in Cancer.
He's calling it another eclipse sandwich.
Yeah, and then another lunar eclipse. I know, isn't that cute? Lunar eclipse in Aquarius on August 6th. And then we have the Lion's Gate opening July 23rd. So we've got some really powerful stuff coming up here. Mm. Really powerful. So in the midst of all of this, let's see if I... She goes on and says, completions we successfully let go of this month will create freedom from the dross as we become deeply connected to our power to create our realities despite the external circumstances that surround us. Eclipses generally serve to create course corrections and shake-ups necessary to get us all working toward a common goal and connected to our authentic selves. That's, you know, if we make it through them.
Am I in danger or what?
Well, I think we're all definitely feeling all of this. And, you know, Veronica and I we're connecting more than normal these days because there's been so much going on.
We're trying to ground each other, if that isn't funny.
Yeah, that boy, yes, you have no idea how funny that really is. And it's absolutely phenomenal, a phenomenal time for everyone. The subconscious and the team wanted me to talk about this a little bit. Through the ascension process, and we will be able to access other lifetimes and dimensions of our own, kind of hopping in and out, in and out, in and out. We can't get there until we get some of this stuff cleared up in the subconscious. And because the subconscious, as long as it's holding all those old beliefs, we're not going to be able to get through it. So that's, you know, last week we talked about it being the gatekeeper. It literally is.
Mm.
This is an incredible time right now to really be working with the subconscious beliefs, and the team has added to identify, transmute, and change all subconscious beliefs, drives, programs, contracts, and projections. And human consciousness is put together in such an interesting way, and I have to say this for all of you who are suffering out there. We knew coming in, although, you know, lots of us don't remember, but we knew coming in that because of the way that we were going to do this ascension in a way it had never been done before, usually there's intervention and it happens and then you're on the other side of it and you haven't had to go through it. Where we all opted to go through it, do it in a way it's never been done before. It's taking a toll on the emotional body, and this is the reason it's so damned important to change these subconscious beliefs that have stood in our way. Because otherwise we feel like we're being torn asunder, or we can. Because we've come smashing up against these beliefs, and they're coming at us, as I've said before, you know, the team has been working with us for months now, to stir these up so that they either come at us, we get them in the dream state with these bizarre dreams we're having, but we're definitely, you know, coming up against identifying what these beliefs are. And I, like I said, I got a major dose Sunday. It was so damn funny. It was really funny.
I bet you didn't laugh at first, right?
Well, it was, in a way I did. It was like, you know, as John said to me, Jackie, you're safe. You know, you're fine. You think you're poor. You're not. You know, hello. And he's reflecting back to me, showing me that I'm okay.
Hmm.
And I'm like, okay. And it was just so damn funny. But the realization was that I had continued to hold that belief. I never changed the belief.
Hmm.
And so, because I have friends that, yeah, one girlfriend in particular, who always laughs at me that I'm the richest poor girl she's ever met in her life. And because she used to do my accounting, so I mean, she really knew. So it was just a very, in a way, even though I was undone, I couldn't breathe. I had to have an ventilator. I was having an asthma attack. I was like, you know, this was a family crisis that just smacked me upside the head. And
do you think we usually need that kind of extreme physical response?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I'm concerned about something else. If we're going into different memories and dimensions and lifetimes, do we need a driver's license?
No, not really. But you may want to get a cosmic driver's license. I think that would be fabulous, Veronica. well, we're not going to be hopping around too much until, although some people are. But these other beliefs need to be changed to allow us to do everything elegantly and to create the life that we came here to create as the masters that we are. And, you know, it's actually pretty simple stuff. And the more I look at it and the more I hear them and the more they work with it, the more I realize, you know, this is not rocket science. It does require processing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny how we've taken on these beliefs. So many of us think that we're so different, you know, that we don't fit in. And many of us carried that through our whole lives, maybe multiple lifetimes for that matter. And many of the things that we're carrying in this lifetime are from a multitude of lifetimes. We've come in and kind of taken the common themes and said, okay, this lifetime, this is the big one. I can clear all of this. And, you know, it's been a running theme in these other lifetimes. I'm really going to do it upright this one so that I can't possibly miss it. So I think for a lot of us, we've had experiences that, you know, were almost cartoonish in terms of, you know, the big pointing fingers and signs that, you know, look this way. You know, you may believe this, you know. Who's the guy that does the redneck stuff? You might be a redneck if. Well, you know, you might have a... you might be holding a crummy belief in the subconscious if. You know? So, the team is very excited to do this tonight, and I know, Veronica, you were having all kinds of phenomena at your house and seeing all kinds of things, and I ran to the grocery store, and I was driving back to the house. I looked up in the sky, and I went, oh, my God. And I saw this huge thing, and I didn't realize it was right over the house until I turned up my street and went, oh, crap, there it is. So, you know, and you were seeing all kinds of stuff dancing out on the ocean, right?
I was seeing a whole bunch of auras of people who are physically not actually there sitting along the waterfront. And
well, maybe they're wanting to change some of their beliefs too, honey.
I think so, yeah.
I think we have a lot of help tonight. So,
I think so too.
Anyway, I'm going to cut out early unless there's anything else you would like to chat about, Veronica.
No, I'm very excited about the team coming in and completely healing all our belief structure.
Well, we're not going to heal them all. One belief. That's all you get to do tonight, folks.
Is that all we get? Oh.
That's it. Okay. You really can't handle more than one.
Okay.
Because you won't put all of your energy into it. And this is really big stuff. This is not a, you know, we're not at Kmart here. This is not a blue light special. You know? The sale won't be over in 5 minutes. You know? You know, for some of us, we've held these beliefs for what, you know, how many lifetimes? And, you know, it's not like we're going to, you know, kill them all in one mite. That's not going to happen. Anyway, I'll let the team come in and. And they're kind of excited to do this. And all right. Welcome, Veronica. Welcome, everyone that's listening. Thank whether you're listening tonight or at some other time, know that we love you. Know that there are many gathered tonight to assist all of you, even in your homes. Your guides are all there. Everybody's excited because what you're going to be doing in a way is creating, in a way, a map, all right, a matrix that will allow you that when we set it in tonight to be able to go back easily, you see, and recreate the feelings, because that's very important, the feeling of the experience, the celebration of the experience. Now, each one of you, if you've read the announcement for the radio show, there was a request to select a belief and to do some processing around that belief. How did I get this belief? Where did it come from? You may not know yet, and that's all right. Well, I think it came from here. But, you know, this belief is so strong, maybe I've had it in other lifetimes. And yes, that's very possible. Why is this so damn deep for me? I don't seem to be able to get around it, get over it. And it plagues me, and it's one that I don't even want to tell anybody about. Many of you have those. For some of you, it's around esteem. I'm not enough. For some of you, it may be around love. For others, it may be around abundance. Whatever it is, it's all right. Now, you've got a lot of other beliefs. So this is not the time to say, oh, well, I should have done that one, damn it. Or I could have done this one. No, use the one that you were going to use if you spend some time working with it. All right. Now, if all of a sudden you have this overwhelming feeling that you have to do a different one, that's all right, too. Give yourself permission. All right? We don't want you on the fence going, oh, do I, don't I, do I, don't I? No. This is a time to approach this with a great sense of celebration and dominion. And it's an interesting energy because there's a little humility thrown in as well. Gratitude. Expansiveness. Now, let us tell you, so that we can get the conscious mind calmed down, we're going to take you into a deep state of meditation. We'll take you through the void and we will land you, literally, in a forest at night. And you will be greeted, and we do mean greeted, by the way, by fairies and gnomes and elves and earth spirits, radiating light, lighting up the forest, who will guide you down a path to a clearing, to a beautiful clearing. And there will be others there waiting, all the other fairies, gnomes, elves, etc. So there'll be plenty of light. You're not going to not see what's going on. With a beautiful table, round, with lovely chairs with big high backs and arms. And you will take a seat and you will wait for your child, your adolescent, and your young adult to come in from their dream state. So they're going to come in jammies and hair curlers or whatever they may sleep in. And you will greet each one and have them come sit down. Of course, announcing, if you've never worked with them, I'm your future self. Now be prepared. You may get some, ooh, you're old kind of comments, you know. And you can just lovingly say, yes, I am. What we want you to do there is to sit with them and talk about this belief. this is what we're going to go do. We're going to go change this belief. And ask them, you know, did you believe this? Did you believe this? Did it start in childhood? Did it start in adolescence? But you want everybody in agreement. And then all the fairies and gnomes and elves, etc., are going to lead you through the forest to a very magical big redwood tree with an elevator right in the tree. The doors will be open. You don't even have to push a button. And then we'll take you down into the subconscious. And you're all going to work together. You, your child, your adolescent, and your young adult. This will be a group endeavor. A wonderful, wonderful experience. Now tonight, people, there are many gathered to support you in this effort. There are many here observing as well because they want to see how this works. So do know that everybody's going to have a lot of fun with this, and we want you to as well. Even though it may be a belief that it's plagued you forever, but we want you there in celebration, filled with excitement. It is that energy that's going to be important and that you need to convey to your child, to your adolescent, and to your young adult. All right. So let us begin now. Remember, people, you can't get this wrong. You cannot get this wrong, all right? You have that much support tonight, so do not worry. You cannot get this wrong. Now, in your mind right now, what you're going to do is eliminate the old belief and write a new belief. Write a new belief, all right, that will replace the old one. So now, as you begin to relax, and allowing the relaxation to wash over your body, feet and ankles, calves and knees, thighs and hips and fingertips, trunk of body, front and back, arms and shoulders, neck and jaw, chin and mouth, nose and eyes, and top of head. Relax, dear ones. Allowing yourself to absolutely let go. You're safe. You will be guided through every single moment of this experience. So allow all of the tension to fall out of your body. Letting go now. Just letting go. And feel yourself now separating from the body. Floating above the body in a beautiful state of relaxation, a beautiful state of ease, of trust, of anticipation. Listening now to the sound of our voice. Feeling yourself beginning to move, keeping your mental eyes closed now. Floating. Moving through now the void. feeling yourself floating downwards now. Floating downwards. As you open your mental eyes to a night sky filled with stars, floating ever so gently, right down through a canopy of trees, right through a beautiful opening. And down, as you look down below, you'll see the lights, the fairies, the gnomes, the elves, the earth spirits, all waiting for you. As you gently now land on the forest floor, very gently, feeling this sense of celebration as they all now lead you, just follow them through the forest. That's it. And suddenly, coming to a clearing, there you are. A beautiful table. There's a candle even on the table burning. As the fairies flit all around, and the elves and the gnomes and the earth spirits moving gently. The wind gently blowing. Warm air. As you approach this beautiful table now, pull one of the chairs out and sit down in this grand chair with the high backs and the beautiful arms and fabric. So grand. And think for a moment what an exciting time this is. What a wonderful opportunity. You begin to hear now trees, a little rustle of branches and leaves on the forest floor, coming from different directions now. Stand up for a moment as you greet whoever shows up first. It may be child or adolescent or young adult. Leading them to the table, rubbing their eyes as they're coming out of their dream state. There comes another one. Go and get them. Give them a hug. And finally, the third. As you join them now at the table, tell them your grand plan. That you're going to go to a very special place into the subconscious, not scary like it sounds. To change a belief that is going to change their lives as well as yours. For you see, you can change the past. What an exciting concept, you see. Tell them now what this belief is. What is the belief that you know is holding you back and holding them back as well? Talk to them about it. Now, you may notice, you see, that the belief started with the child or with the adolescent or even with the young adult. So you need to get the others on board. They may all three carry the belief deeply and even question that it can be changed. And you must assure them that yes, it can be. That we're going to do this together. Out of our love because we're not victims. We're very powerful, all of us. That may be news to your child and adolescent, maybe even to your young adult. Talk about if there are people that you need to forgive around this belief. Perhaps mom or dad that convinced you you were unworthy, that you didn't deserve. Maybe even a grandparent or a brother or sister. And ask them to all agree to forgive whoever might be involved, even if it's God or Goddess. It may surprise you to see where the belief actually originated or who holds it the strongest. Because that's your clue. That one is running part of your life. Stand up now. And tell them all it's time to go. And gathering now all around, all four of you, fairies, gnomes, elves, fairies flying all through the air, all excited, they're going to lead you now to this magic tree. And you may want to walk with your child and adolescent and young adult hand in hand or arm in arm as you're led through the forest. Fill yourself with joy, dear ones, with excitement, with anticipation, not trepidation, anticipation at this opportunity to be in dominion. And there ahead you see others gathered waiting around this enormous tree. And there it is, the elevator. Doors open waiting for you. Gather them and move them onto the elevator as you get on. And once inside, you'll see on the panel there a bar at the bottom that says subconscious. This is really not rocket science. It's quite easy, right? Push the bar as the doors close and down. You go down and down and down, quite far. And quite rapidly. And now the doors spring open. And to your shock, this place is white and sterile, almost blinding. Like a laboratory. Not at all what you would have expected in the subconscious. You would expect something dark and dank. Not so. Not this part. Get off the elevator and walk straight ahead now. Looking at the doors on your right, you're looking for the one that says Room of Belief. All right, there it is. Open the door. And once inside, you'll see another table, four chairs. Not as ornate as the one you were at. Of course, this is a little bit more stark. Have the three of them sit there now. And against the wall, you'll see all the card files. All right? All alphabetically there. All those beliefs that you hold. Now, look for the belief, the old belief. It's alphabetical, it won't be that hard. open the drawer, sort through the cards till you find a belief. Pull the belief out, pull the card behind it up, so that you can put the new belief in there. Now bring it over to the table. And in the middle of the table, you'll see markers and fresh cards and a bowl and matches and scissors. You begin. Take a marker and line through the belief. Pass it now to one of the other three and let them put an X through the card. Let them pass it to the next. And they can either tear the card up or cut it up with scissors. And finally, the last of the three, have them put the pieces now in the bowl and burn them. And now, from the stack of blank cards in the middle of the table, take four cards. Hand one to each with a marker. And together we want you to write your new belief, all of you. Exactly the same. Whatever the new belief is that replaces the old. Your guides are there to help you, people. Try to keep it simple, as few words as possible, succinct. Keep it succinct. If yours is, I'm not worthy, then the new belief would be, I deserve everything. But you must believe it. You can't just write something you don't believe. Remember that. And if you change your mind, there's plenty of blank cards there if you want to start over again. That's all right, too. Now make certain that each one of them are in agreement with the new belief. And have them sign it, each one of them. Now it's the same name, but the signatures will be different. It's their energy, you see. Their authorship. You sign it as well. And now staple them all together. And go back to the drawer. And put it in the drawer. And celebrate now. You may hug, you may slap hands together, whatever it may be. And now leave the room. Do you see how simple? And this is what we want you to understand, people. This may look simple. And this is why the processing is so important. Can it be this simple? The answer is yes. If you can allow it to be this simple. And if you can't, then there's a belief in there that nothing's simple. Life is hard. Everything I do is hard. These are clues. All of you walk out together now. Close the door, turn left, and walk back towards the elevator. Get on the elevator, push the top bar, up you go, rapidly, 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 rapidly. And as the elevator doors open this time, you will hear the celebration of all those that were waiting for you. You may see your guide, your higher self, many others that you didn't expect. Perhaps you have connections to angels or archangels or lots of guides, perhaps extraterrestrials, whatever. You may notice some of the team there, excited for you, as they all guide you back now to the clearing. Take a moment now, one more moment, to sit with your child, your adolescent, and your young adult. And you talk about the implications of this new belief. This is how our lives can be different now. Whatever that new belief is. Give them something to hold on to. You mean I could have this? You mean my life could be different in this way? You mean I don't have to suffer or do without? Or I can be loved? Or can be accepted? Whatever it may be. Paint it for them. And let them know that you'll be back. And that you're going to do this again with them. And that together, you're going to craft a new life, a new way of believing, a new way of being. And as you stand up now to hug each one and send them back into their dream state, escorted by fairies and gnomes and elves. Nobody goes off alone, hugging each one, letting them know that you are there for them, that you love them, and that you'll be back together soon. And now, dear one, go back and sit in your chair. As we come to be with you, as you feel our love and our light surrounding you, transforming you, imbuing you with your choice. We do this not of our own authority alone, but with that of so many that love you. The authority of the universe itself, all of creation itself, supporting you in this moment. Let that sink in. Feel the joy, the gratitude, and even the humility that yes, you are indeed loved that much. And tonight, for each and every one of you, if you call us in, we and others will come to work with you from many realms. To help anchor in your authorship, your ability to transform your life. Know that we love you, dear ones. Know that we love you. And at the count of three now, at the count of three, coming out of meditation, one, two, and three.
Wonderful.
And Veronica, how did yours go?
It went really well. I almost left the planet for a short while, but I came back.
Oh, good. Yes, well, we don't want you leaving the planet.
But it was very, very powerful, and I loved it. Thank you so much.
And very simple, you see. People, this is very simple, but it's the simplicity that can fool you because it's the emotion. It's the processing.
Can we do this even, you know, call you in and do it anyway?
You're welcome to call everyone in, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the goal here is for you to believe that you have the power and authority to do this, but not doing it without processing people. Because what you will do, that would be arrogance. Well, I can do this. This is simple. Hell, I'll just go in there and boom, boom, boom. I'll just do a couple of them. And
you're going to not tell.
Yes, you'll defeat yourself, people. The subconscious will not be fooled. Please understand this. The subconscious will not be fooled. We don't care how much of a magician you are. You will not fool the subconscious. The change will only occur when you absolutely believe. And when you work in unison with your child, your adolescent, and your young adult, when this is a joint decision that you all agree upon, when you have forgiven, some of you have beliefs that involve other people, especially around love. If you haven't forgiven the people that you feel done you wrong, you're going to have a hell of a time changing that belief. Because you could come with a sense of entitlement. I'll show them, watch this. I'm changing my belief, you know. No. When you come to the subconscious, come clean and prepared and ready. Now, for some of you, you may have to go back in more than once. You'll know, because you'll start seeing the feedback. Am I wavering? Oh, there came that anger at that person. Oh, damn it. Oh. I guess I really haven't processed that. Maybe I need to go work with my child, adolescent, and young adult. Maybe we need to do some forgiveness. Mom, dad, boyfriends, whatever, husbands, God, goddess. The processing is critical here. The processing is critical. Can you really change your beliefs this way? Yes.
2 minutes.
Oh, all right. Veronica, you talk about your show, dear one.
Yes, next week I have. I feel like we created community in a very interesting way. And next week, there's a woman named Asha Praver who wrote about Swami Kriyananda and had a lot to do with starting the Ananda Villages. So she's coming on to talk about what shared thoughts, shared feelings, and shared intentions.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I think it's going to be lovely and very loving.
Yes,
that's at 5 o'clock on BBS Radio on Tuesday.
And then your show is an hour prior to that?
Yes, 4 to 5 o'clock, and we've been working on identity and various phases of identity and what we're attached to and how to release that. So I think we're going to continue with that.
Wonderful.
We're releasing defense right now.
Oh, good. Oh, that's a good one.
But it seems to be taking longer than one meditation, you know?
Yes. Yes, we do know. Now, people, we want you to be aware. This is a very powerful time, energetically, for all of you to be doing this work. Very powerful time. And it can click much stronger than you know. We are very excited to work with you because we love you so very much.
Thank you.
So very much. all of your guides, all of your unseen friends, all gathered, all participating tonight. Now, you may have some very interesting dreams tonight. Be aware of that. Be aware of that. Some of them may be around the belief. Some may be around the belief. You may have some interesting processing that might be a little scary, not anything that, you know, will make you wake up screaming or anything.
Well,
but this is a good sign. Sorry, dear.
We're at 58 now. They want us to
get
out.
Oh, are we? All right. All right. We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love, and to you as well, Veronica.
Thank you so
Namaste.
Much. Namaste.
Namaste.